Welcome to the Imprints Lexio podcast from Ecclesia, a guided meditation on an excerpt from this week's Imprints text. During this guided meditation, you'll hear the scripture text read three different times by three different voices. Before each reading, I'll give you a few words of guidance. Remember, the goal of Lexio is not to increase your knowledge of the Bible, interpret it, or to even have some extraordinary experience. Instead, the goal is to listen to what God is saying to you today through the scripture. As the text is read for the first time, listen for the word or phrase that leaps out at you. What word or phrase sticks in your memory? As you hear, take it into your heart and silently repeat or ponder that word or phrase.
When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain. And after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak, and he taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you, and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you."
What word or phrase leapt out at you? Hold that word or phrase in your heart during this time of silence. Click pause now and spend as much time as you need in silence. As the text is read again, this time by a new reader, continue to meditate on the word or phrase that speaks to you. Let it interact with your thoughts, your hopes, your dreams, and your memories. Consider how this word or phrase is touching your life today.
When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you."
How is the word or phrase touching your life today? Click pause and spend as much time as you need in silence and meditation. As you hear the text read for the third time, listen for the invitation of God. What is this text calling you to do? What is this text calling you to be or become? How is God seeking to shape your life through this text?
When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up to the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called the children of God. Blessed are you who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you.
What is God calling you forth to do or be? Let these words shape your heart as you meditate prayerfully in this silence. Click pause and spend as much time as you need in silence and meditation. Now, rest in God's presence. God's arms are open wide, ready to embrace you as a child. Before you return to your activities, spend a few moments in prayer, responding to or asking God to help you respond to the invitation you have received. If you keep a journal, write down some notes about any insights you may have had and what God has spoken to you during this time. As you are finished, go in the grace and peace of the Lord. You have been listening to the Imprints Lexio podcast from Ecclesia in Fairview, North Carolina. For more information about our community, the Imprints curriculum, or other ministries at Ecclesia, go to ecclesiabaptist.org.